السلام عليكم. نحمد الله ونصلي على رسول الله الكريم. Alhamdulillah, before the Isha Namaz, we heard the most beautiful sound on earth, which was the call of the Azan. Alhamdulillah, it was the call of the Azan some 4 years ago in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia that brought me into the fold of Islam. It's the most beautiful sound on earth, and it was during a period of 2 or 3 days that the Mu'azin was given the call of Fajr high in the mountains towards Yemen, 8,000 feet up where I was studying the birds. And although I couldn't understand it, I used to lay in the bed and I just used to cry. The most beautiful sound. 2 days after that, Alhamdulillah, I'd done the Shahada, and by the end of that week I was in Mecca and I was doing Umrah. And Alhamdulillah, 4 years later, here I am with you, my brothers, in Durban in South Africa. When I came into the fold of Islam, I suppose I just expected that everyone would be wearing their topis and their beards and their kutas. And when I came in, particularly in England, and I came here, then I was completely shocked where it wasn't to be. And during my study doing the imamate course, I wanted to try and find out why have we got into the mess that we're in. And I was looking through the kitabs, and mullahs were telling me because we need to go back to the Quran and the Sunnah. And I kept thinking, perhaps there's another answer. So I delved into the libraries and I kept looking and looking, but it's still the same answer. Islam would only be successful if we go back to the Quran and the Sunnah. Now, from the Western, actually, point of view, success means going forward. But in Islam, it's hard to bear, but success means going back. And Allah Ta'ala says, just follow the Quran and Sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there is the success. And so today, in this time of evil and fitna that's spreading around the world and is affecting our youth, our brothers and sisters in Islam, a hadith from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the person who holds fast, devoted to my sunnah, in time of the evil and corruption that we're now in, for my ummah will get reward of 100 martyrs. And my beloved Sheikh Mulani Yus Patel, and I love him very much in Stanger, and Hazrat Akim Sab in Pakistan, and Rona Abdul Hamid, they always start off by talking about a sunnah. And one of the greatest sunnahs that we must follow, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is particularly for the brothers, is to grow the beard to one fistful. One fistful, not just here, but on both sides as well. And to our Muslim youth who may be afraid of growing the beard, don't be afraid. Stand up, be proud that you are Muslim. When I came into Islam, the Mu'azzin in Gloucester in the UK said, Muhammad, be proud. Walk the streets, put your chin up, put your chest out and walk. And when I was wearing my kurta all the time, I was terrified. I wanted to hide in a hole. But each day, I got stronger from Allah Ta'ala and stronger and stronger. And I began to grow the beard, and now I have the henna on it. And I'm saying to my brothers, feel proud that you are Muslim. We need to get back to our identity. Our identity is the topi. Our identity is the kurta. Our identity is the beard. For the sisters in Islam, their identity is the hijab and the pudda. But we must get back to that. How can we distinguish between a non-Muslim and a Muslim? Unfortunately, when we travel through the masjids in the world, we see Muslims coming into the masjids wearing jeans and t-shirts and shirts and ties. Alhamdulillah, they are into the masjids, so we should say Alhamdulillah. But we need to go that step further and dress in our kurta. They say that you can identify someone from what they wear. Why is it that we can't transfer from this Western clothes into Islamic clothes? Are we afraid? Are we terrified? Are we embarrassed? Don't be embarrassed. On the day of Qiyamah, what are we going to do if our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, comes up to us and says, what was wrong with me? What was wrong with my face? What was wrong? Why did you not want to look at me? The most beautiful man in mankind, the saviour of mankind, and we don't want to be like him. We must revive that sunnah. And to our Muslim youth and the men, if you're worried about your friends and they laugh at you, well then they're not your friends. And if I was saying to this morning, Juma, if you're out to impress the girls, I say, Alhamdulillah, impress the girls. Because in Islam, you're allowed to impress 4 girls and then get married to them. But once you got to the 4th, don't impress him anymore. So my dear, beloved friends and ulama and sisters, we must revive this sunnah. Because my dear brothers, if we look now what's happening in Palestine, and we see the pictures on TV, and we support them 100%. But how many of them do we see with the beards? How many of them do we see with the topis and the kutas? The hand of mercy is there from Allah Ta'ala. But if we just saw them doing the five times in Mecca and look like a Muslim, then that mercy would even descend even more. If we look at the Muslims in the Afghan war, they did have any shoes on their feet, but they'd done their five times in Mecca. They wore their turban, they had their beard, 90% of the women were in full pujah, and they, then you could see the mercy of Allah descend upon them. And what we must do, my dear brothers, is we must put that most important pillar in Islam. Return to the five pillars. Return to doing our five times in Mecca. We're all here during Ramadan. Let's make this a new beginning for us. When our beloved Sheikh Munaz Bitawa says we need to put light, some life into our heart. Make us all have the tawfiq that when we leave here, we're going to return each day for our five times namaz. In fact, Manana Abdul Hamid, the principal of the Darulum, called us in before the holidays and said, I want to tell you a true story. We just had a phone call from one Muslim where this particular Muslim was taking Muslims to Masjid Aqsa. And he went up to a soldier and he asked the soldier, can I ask you a question? So the soldier said yes. He said, but on the condition that you don't hit me, you don't abuse me, you don't assault me. So the soldier said, ask the question. He said, that is the question. Why do you do that to me and you let my guests go into Masjid Aqsa? He said, because, this is a soldier, an Israeli soldier. He said, because you are the threat to us. He said, why? He said, because you are wearing the sunnah beard. You are wearing the kuta with the slits or just straight. Even they know. He was on the same plane with a rabbi. And he was talking to the rabbi. And the rabbi said, at the moment we're not terrified of you because we have the power. But the day we see you filling the masjid five times a day, like we see you filling that Juma, we will know then, these are his words, the rabbi, that Allah Ta'ala has transferred the power from us to you. And although we have the military might, we are defeated. That's from a rabbi. That's all we need to do, my respected brothers and sisters, is return to Islam. Return to the five pillars. Return to doing our namaz. Get our identity correct, and Allah's Ta'ala's mercy and his love will descend upon us. My beloved Sheikh Mulani's Patel, and I love him very much, he talks about changing the heart. But he says also, before we change the heart, we have to change the outside, identity. Once that's done, alhamdulillah. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we see Islam spreading throughout the entire world. Islam is now spreading so much now in the West. In England, out of every 10 people that accept Islam, 4 are women. These women are of high caliber, intelligent women, teachers, directors, business executives, and even models, glamour models. And they put on the hijab, 100%. And they say, now I've got dignity, now I've got respect, now I've got power, now I'm not a sex object. And I say to the sisters that are living, actually hearing this, make that tawfiq to cover yourselves up completely. Allah Ta'ala will love you for it. And inshallah, deen will spread. When we talk about Islam spreading now, you see that it is now rising so much. And so, my dear respected brothers, I call to you and I plead with you. When you see a white person coming through the door, even if it's not a Muslim, if you see a black person, love them, call them, welcome them, hold them, invite them to Islam. My dear respected brothers, Islam is not an Indian religion. It is not an Arab religion. It is not an African religion. It is not an Indonesian religion. It is a religion for the whole of mankind. And in Surah Saba, the Quran, Allah Ta'ala actually says words to the effect to Muhammad Rasulullah, you have been sent for the entire creation as a giver of glad tidings and as a warner for the whole of mankind. And my dear brothers, we have to be careful. This is a stern warning. And Mulana Yunus Patel, we actually said it the other night in Stanger. If we're not careful, and if we do not return to the laws of Islam, Allah Ta'ala can, and he will if he wants to, and he's done it before, he will take deen away from us. He says in the Quran, words to the fact, he can bring about a new people. He can bring about a new nation. He done it to the Arabs where Islam was born, and it came away. It went as far as to Russia with Bukhari, it came away. And it's with us now. But it can come away. You see now, it is the new Muslims that have deen in their heart. It is them that will carry deen forward. Look at the four Khalifas. Look at the Sahaba. Who would have thought they would have come into the fold of Islam? Look at their backgrounds. Look how far they pushed Islam. And so, please, my dear brothers and sisters, when you see someone coming through to the masjid, welcome them. I hear so many stories of black people, black Muslims, who go into a restaurant. They sit down with the brothers, and the brothers get up and they take their food to the other side. In Kenya, where my wife is Kenyan, where we go to the masjid, and where the Christian missionaries are working so hard to take us out of the fold of Islam. So the Christians become Muslims. But they say to me, because we're not loved, we're not cared for, we're not looked after, we're not looked upon, we go back to Christianity. My brothers in Islam and sisters, we do not want this to happen. If we look at the work of Islam, Tabligh and Dawah and Khankah and social welfare, it all has its place, alhamdulillah. But the greatest sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the work of Dawah, is not being done. In fact, Mulana Abdul Hamid, the principal of the Darul Mazadwal, when I was on journey with him 2 years ago, that's when it changed my life. Because he said that the work of Tabligh, and I must say this, the work of Tabligh is important. I support it 100%. I am a Tablighah. It was the Tablighers that got me into Islam, 100%. But that, as Mulana Abdul Hamid said, the work of Tabligh is taking the word to the Muslims who have the Kalima in gold letters. But the work of true Dawah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not being done. And that is taking the message to the non-Muslims. And then Mulana Abdul Hamid said, why is it not being done? Because who today has the guts, the courage, and the willpower, and the nerve to go and knock in your country on a white Afrikaner's door and say, can I talk to you about Islam? Because you know very well he could abuse you, kick you, spit at you, thump you, even set the dog on you. And you go away. But you must go back, and you must go back, and you must go back. And when you experience that abuse, go alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Now you are experiencing jihad. Now you are experiencing what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through in Ta'if. Now you are experiencing what the Sahaba went through. Experience it. That is the work that we are not being done. And so when we look at the work of Tabligh, which is blessed by Allah Ta'ala, let's go down the work of Dawah and follow the same lines as the work of Tabligh. My dear brothers, we need to change our lives. We need to get back to this identity. And to our youth, do not think that the Western culture is what you want. I have been there. For 40 years, I lived it. I breathed it. I'd done all the things that you would think about or you dread about. Alhamdulillah, I never touched drugs. But I've done everything that seems to attract the Muslim youth. There is nothing there for you at the end of the day. What could I show you in my hand after 40 years? Mulana is doing excellent work in the local prison, and he took me there for a visit the other day to give a talk to the Muslim prisoners, and I thought maybe I'd see 5 or 6. And I asked Mulana, how many prisoners? Over 600 prisoners, he said, are there. That's beside the women. And I thought, if that's in South Africa, what on earth is it like in England? And so we look at these prisoners, for whatever they've done, they're there because they got affected by some Western influence, by some Western culture. And I plead with the youth, do not go down that path, because I've been there, I've seen it. There's nothing there. Gambling, fornication, alcohol, music, disco bars, nightclubs. I've been there. Believe me, that is where Shaitan is. That is where the evil is. And it is even happening with the sisters. Do not go down there. Wear the topi, wear the beard, wear the kurta. Feel proud. It's tough out there. Every day while I'm in your country, the white Afrikaners laugh at me. The white Afrikaners and the blacks assault me. They shout at me. They call me Bin Laden. They call me this and they call me that. It was tough to begin with. But I'm proud because I'm a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala has given me, as with all the Muslims, this most precious gift, which is Islam. We are all blessed with Islam. And particularly the new Muslims that have come in, they're reborn again. They lived a life in darkness. So be proud. And if someone starts to assault you or someone laughs at you, accept it. It's tough to start with. It's tough to go to a shop as a 16-year-old and as a 17-year-old wearing a beard. Your friends may laugh at you. Shopkeepers may laugh at you. But just take it on the chin. Know that Allah Ta'ala is watching you and He's pleased with you. And you are, by doing that, you are trying to be like our blessed Muhammad, peace be upon him. And last but not least, education. Being a lecturer myself in the UK, I specialise in wildlife. And I want to try and show the youth that the command that Allah Ta'ala says is travel the world and ponder about my creation. See the beautiful signs, the mountains, the plants, the sea, the oceans, the stars, the animals, the insects. It's all there. And if you can't find Allah Ta'ala in the masjid, which is sad, but if you can't find Allah Ta'ala in the masjid, you'll find him out there. And if you can't find him there, then we have a serious problem. Just see the beautiful colours of the animals and the birds. See the beautiful colours. Watch the stars. See how Allah Ta'ala has put these stars here so you can navigate. See that wonderful creation. And I say to the youth out there, boys and girls, obviously the Islamic study is paramount. You must get that in here. Secular education we can't avoid. But we need engineers. We need doctors. We need accountants. We need teachers. We need them. But I say to those that go into those professions, once you come out of university or college, then try and set up your own institution, which is Islamic. And then those that then want to learn that, they can come into your environment, which is strong and which is healthy. So that is my short message I just wanted to actually bring to you. Islam is a beautiful religion. The Arabs told me in Ta'if, where I was based, Muhammad, Islam is easy. It's a lovely life. It's a way of life. It's easy, but we're the ones that are making it difficult. The non-Muslims are crying out for the truth. That's why they go to the discos, the nightclubs, that's why they get drunk at weekends, that's why they have expensive cars and holidays. They are trying to find the truth. I phoned my brother the other day who's a non-Muslim. He said, we're so depressed in this country. We're so depressed. They want the truth, and they are coming into the fold of Islam. But it is a warning, as my beloved Sheikh Mulayna Patel actually said 2 nights ago in Stanger. Be wary. Do not think because we are Muslim we would die with iman. My mullahs in the Darul Mazahib who told me, some great scholars, they on the point of dying, they couldn't even recite the kalima. When Allah Ta'ala has put even great scholars into the Qabristan, Allah Ta'ala has switched them, or even turned their heads away. We don't want that. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq not to be in that position. But if we are not careful, the Quran is there, it's the truth. Allah Ta'ala, if we don't love Allah Ta'ala, if we don't love our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and if we don't put the love into a heart of his law, then it will be taken away from us. The Christian prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. There, that's the law. Even to the Christians, Allah Ta'ala is saying, that's the law. If you put it on earth, I'm happy. Everyone knows what the truth is. But we need to put that into our lives. We just need to go after Ramadan. Go back, wear the topi, grow your beard, sisters, wear the poila, cover yourselves completely. Have that courage. Let's start doing our 5 times in Maz, day in and day out, inshallah. And we will see the mercy and the love of Allah Ta'ala descend. And everything else, it will just take over. And those youth that are having problems with drugs or gambling or any addiction, who do you turn to? First of all, you turn to Allah Ta'ala. But you are blessed here in a non-Muslim country. You are blessed with Mulana Yunus Patel, a great wali of Allah. You are blessed with Mulana Abdul Meed in Azadwal. You are blessed with my other Sheikh and Mulana Sheikh Hazrat Akim Sahib in Pakistan who come here. In a non-Muslim country, you are blessed, even more so than England, where we can't even give the azan loud, where now they're trying to stop women wearing the hijab. My dear respected brothers, please make dua for me and my family. Inshallah, I'm coming towards the end of my imamat course. Jazakallah for your time, and my salams to all of you, and in particularly my beloved Sheikh in Sanger, Mulana Yunus Patel.